Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is June 25th, 2013. And as everyone is waiting with bated breath, I have Cobra with me today to review not only the events for the month of June, but to also review some questions that we can get to today. So before I get into talking to Cobra, I just wanted to remind everybody we've obviously just gone through the summer solstice period where Jupiter was conjunct with the moon. And not only did that give us an extra boost of energy, but it supposedly has opened us up to more emotions and feelings being hurt. And I'd like to talk to Cobra a little bit about that. When you consider that on top of the supermoon, which brought the moon closer to the Earth than normal, and then they talked about the grand trine. So, hello, Cobra, how are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing just fine.
Good. I wanted to know what you thought about that. Supposedly we're in a grand trine and this is a really powerful period with the supermoon and the summer solstice. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, this summer solstice was very powerful. It actually marked a very big victory of the light forces and the beginning of a very powerful offensive of the light forces on the non-physical planes, which will ultimately result in the final liberation of all those non-physical planes, including etheric, astral, lower mental planes around the surface of the planet. So it's a huge victory of the light just at the time of the summer solstice. And it's not a coincidence that 2 days after that, this super moon came, and this super moon is actually a portal which begins to ground cosmic energies of very positive cosmic energies, actually, which were not possible before. And those trines that we're experiencing are actually trines are harmonious aspects, astrologically speaking, and they're bringing much needed harmony in the planetary situation. There will be more of those trines coming in the next 2 months.
Wow. So, Cobra, I mean, are you saying that basically the supermoon portal, the fact that it allowed these new energies to enter the planet, is that because there are more openings to the planet?
It is because the clearing of the non-physical planes has reached a point where this is possible. That would not be possible a few months ago.
Okay. So it's almost like there's more room for the light to penetrate.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, cool. And I noticed in your last note on your Portal 2012 site. You were talking about the offensive will continue until the final and complete liberation of the non-physical planes. We will not retreat under any circumstance. And I love the fact that you compared it to the Operation Overlord offensive in 1944. So we truly are at a deciding point today, right now.
Yes, if you compare this whole process with World War II, we're actually in the final ending stages where actually everybody knows that we will win the war, but we're not there yet completely. But we have started the final offensive right now on
God.
the non-physical planes. On the physical planes, the final offensive will be very short and very efficient, and it will happen at the event.
You know, my heart is so full. It's like my heart goes out to every single light worker, ground crew, resistance member, the Galactics. I mean, on and on and on. It's been such a massive undertaking. And to think that we're finally getting close to a solution here is just phenomenal.
Yes,
So,
we're finally getting there.
I know, it's so awesome. Now, you said something in your last blog also about the process of integration of the resistance movement into the Galactic Federation is taking place. Could you talk a little bit more about this strengthening of cosmic love between the different cosmic races?
Yes. Basically, most of the members of the resistance movement came to planet Earth in 1999 and year 2000 from planet X. And they had only, before that, they had some limited contact with the Pleiadians, but they were not exposed to most of the cosmic races. So they're having their own first contact, their own disclosure right now.
Wow.
They're being visited by many different cosmic races, and not all of them are humanoid in nature. And what they're experiencing is this deep bond of cosmic love and brotherhood and sisterhood that exists throughout the galaxy now. Our small planet is the last planet that has not experienced that. And now the resistance movement is beginning to experience that on a cosmic level. So this is one of the prerequisites for them to become integral part of the Galactic Confederation.
Wow, that
And
is incredible.
after their integration process will be complete, this process will continue for the surface population. And there are certain, I would say, operations that are scheduled for this year that will start this process in a way I'm not allowed to discuss right now. But we are. What I can say is this planet is not going to be invaded. This planet will be invited into a process of dialogue.
Well, you're saying that with such conviction and such certainty that there has clearly been a shift.
Yes, certain things have happened, and that's why I'm sure, because it's a fact that happened, and certain plans are detailed to the degree, and they are finalized to the degree that they are becoming almost complete certainty.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And now, is this taking place within the Agarthan
Yes,
society?
there are, I would say, deeper portions of the underground network of light. I would say 4 kilometers or 3 miles and deeper. There are many underground bases of many different races which are making contact. And
Wow.
it's a worldwide process underground.
Wow. So, of course, this is obviously impacting the surface human race.
In a way, yes. I would say the surface population is, at least the awakened part of the surface population, is getting more prophetic dreams, visions, inspirations about the reality of positive extraterrestrial presence.
Wow, that's really cool. And, you know, another thing you said in another posting that you had placed up on your blog was you were talking about it's going to be much easier to create the female and male polarity continuity, and it's going to be easier for real soulmate relationships to begin to be created. Can you talk a little bit more about that? When you say soulmate, are you talking about divine complements? Are you talking about twin flames? I'm super curious because I'm married to my twin flame, and I'm
Okay.
wondering.
Number one, those relationships were almost impossible in the past because of the influence of the archons from the non-physical planes.
Yes.
Now this influence has been clear to the point where those relationships are really becoming possible. I'm not just saying meeting of the soulmates. I'm saying of the ability to stabilize that relationship on a loving frequency from beginning until eternity,
Wow.
without that external influence or interference. And twin souls are not exactly the same as soulmates. Actually, twin souls are one soul that was created out of the galactic central sun, and then before that soul could descend into matter, it had to split into different polarities. It
Yeah.
is simply a division of electromagnetic force in the universe. It always happens like that. So we have two beings of opposite polarity that actually create one unified electromagnetic field. And then you have soulmates, and soulmates are actually beings who become who belong to your soul family or belong to the soul family that are very close to you in their vibrational frequency and their vibrational structure. And people usually meet a few of those soulmates in their lives, especially now in this incarnation, because we're getting closer to the final liberation. But in the past, those relationships have been quite challenging, exactly because of this influence from the non-physical negative beings, because they didn't want those relationships to happen. A harmonious soulmate relationship can create a very strong resonance field of love, which actually creates a hole in the matrix. It creates a portal, an opening to higher dimensions, not only for the couple, but for the planet itself.
Wow, this is so resonating to my soul, because I do feel like being in a twin flame relationship has been very challenging. You know, it's not an easy relationship if one or the other is out of balance.
It is because the energies get magnified. It's a very strong electromagnetic field, and everything gets magnified. Your belief systems, your patterns, And especially if there is external influence, this also gets magnified. It's like a big magnifying glass. But also, if you are in that harmonious state, the energies of love and light get magnified.
Yes. And they're in absolute total bliss when you're there.
Exactly.
Well, okay, so my gosh, lots and lots of stuff to review with you in the month of June, and I wanted to know, what is your opinion about this ever-increasing wave of riots across the planet? I mean, you've got riots all the way from Turkey, Egypt, Malaysia, India, Hong Kong, London, Brazil, Greece, and that's just to name a few. Of course, the United States is still sleeping when it comes to this sort of thing. But I was wondering, who do you feel is behind this? Do you feel that it's legitimately the cause of the citizen desiring liberation, or do you think it's being staged somewhat behind the scenes?
Okay, I will put it this way. It's a combination of two factors. The first factor is the increased activity of the galactic central sun, which triggers the life force of human masses. Human masses become, they begin to have a tendency to be less obedient to the matrix. They begin to ask questions and they start demanding answers. This is one factor. And the second factor is a certain long-term operation of a certain positive group on the surface of the planet, which has been planning this for a very long time, and is actually triggering this in a positive way. I am not allowed to disclose which of the groups that is, but there is a certain group on the surface of the planet which has been influencing world events for centuries in a positive way. And this group is actually assisting human masses in creating a channel for the expression of this revolutionary spirit. Of course, we have the Rothschilds that try to misuse this later, but the initial impulse is very positive, always.
You know, Cobra, thank you for that because of the immense amount of blogging I do on world events, I have believed that since the beginning, that there was some sort of benevolent force behind the veil, dropping some of these people onto the world stage, so to speak, like your Assanges and your Snowdens and the people that are whistleblowing and that sort of thing, that are being
There's
used
much
by.
more to this, but yeah, it's a part of the operation,
Yeah,
yes.
exactly. But they're getting a lot of media coverage, so you have to sit there and think, okay, why are they getting media coverage and others are not? They're getting assassinated,
I
But
would put it this way, that there are strong forces of light protecting those people. If this would happen 10 years ago, maybe none of them would survive.
yeah, I've noticed that too. That's very true. So, what is your perception of like a galactic point of view regarding the role that Turkey plays in this entire unfolding, because they seem to be kind of the centerpiece of everything that's going on.
It's actually a buffer zone between the Syria vortex and Europe. Syria vortex is a nation, goddess vortex, and the cabal is fighting. It is the last major vortex they control. When they lose that one, it's game over.
Awesome. And what can
And
we do to assist in bringing down that vortex in Turkey? What can we do to assist the
well, it's
Turkey
not
people?
about bring down the vortex, about to clear and purify the vortex.
Okay.
At this moment, the archons are streaming darkness in that vortex, and when this vortex is purified, it will be one of the strongest positive points on the planet. Syria has been actually triggering the rebirth of a human civilization after the fall of Atlantis. It was one of the first places to be populated after the great catastrophe that happened 11,500 years ago. And after some time, the cabal got hold of the vortex, and now they're keeping it, and they're trying to create first a regional conflict in that area, and then they would like to spread it around the world. Of course, this will not happen. And actually, Turkey is a shield that will prevent that conflict to spread around the world.
Okay. Well, speaking of which, did you hear the news this morning? This is incredible. There was a very large cargo of U.S. arms being sent over to Syria, and the actual cargo ship split in half and sunk.
Yes, I heard about it.
So is that
Actually,
resistance?
this happened already a few days ago.
That's weird.
I would say there are positive forces which are doing whatever they can to pacify the situation in that region.
I couldn't believe it. But for it to split, they didn't say there was any kind of explosion or anything.
No, it was not
Okay.
an explosion.
Okay. So, what is your opinion on the North Pole moving 161 miles in the last 6 months? Do you feel like that is accurate? And if so, do you think it's going to continue? How long do you think it's going to go on? Is the final destination point Siberia? You can, give us some
It is
information.
not the geographical or physical North Pole. It's not the rotational axis of the planet. It's the magnetic North Pole. And the magnetic North Pole has been moving for quite some time now. And this movement is accelerating in the last few years because we are in the initial phases of a magnetic polar shift.
Okay.
And this magnetic polar shift is a response to the increased energies coming from the galactic central sun.
Awesome. So, a really big thing that's gone down in the month of June is the Bilderberger Conference, and I would love to hear if you have any perspective on what do you feel that the cabal accomplished, and how do you feel if you were sitting in that room, what the sense of tension might be in the air at this time.
Well, that conference actually just reconfirmed the strategy which was set by the Cabal decades ago. They just want to continue with their depopulation plans, with their genetic modification of foods, that kind of thing. And the mood in the room, according to my sources, was simply controlled mentally, mental atmosphere. There was no chaos present, no hard emotions. It was just like a strategic meeting, like everything is normal, like their plans for the New World Order will continue on and on. It was
Okay.
completely different from the meetings that the Cabal had a few months ago in Texas.
Meaning, how so?
It is because this Bilderberg meeting, it's not the same people. It's a different faction of the Cabal. Some of the main people are the same, but most of the people at in Bilderberg meeting are not the same, and they're not as informed of what's going on.
Interesting.
Many of the, I would say, mid-level management of the Cabal still have this illusion of the creation of the New World Order.
Okay, good. So you're saying the top dogs are being flicked off, basically.
The top dogs are in panic because they are realizing that something's going on. But the middle management is not in panic because they haven't realized yet what's going on the planet.
Okay, so what is your whole opinion of the Snowden, taking refuge in Hong Kong and trusting that the Hong Kong people will not turn him in and that sort of thing. What do you feel like the strategy was behind that whole scenario?
Well, he knew that when he will release that intel, he will be persecuted. There will be people after him. So he knew that China and Hong Kong is under jurisdiction of China, is most likely to protect him and be powerful enough to offer some real protection. So this was the basic motivation for that choice.
And I thought it was really ironic because it's just go back like 10 years. I can't imagine the same type of media coverage going down where they're basically looking for sanctuary in China.
Actually, the situation in China has changed a lot in the last 10 years. The policy-wide dragons are now much, much, much more powerful than they were 10 years ago. The cabal's influence in China has decreased drastically in the last few years. And the white dragons are much, much more powerful in China and elsewhere in Asia and also in Russia. And this is one of the reasons why he went through Moscow.
And don't you feel that there's some irony to that? Because here we are shipping out all of our natural resources, our higher management, all of our manufacturing, et cetera, from the United States over to China, only to build up their economy, and they become powerful enough now to be, to be able to stand toe to toe with us.
Well, it's a good thing because it creates a new planetary balance, and after the event, this will not matter anymore. It will not be one country against the other. It
Yeah.
will be the whole world united.
Which I really look forward to. I can't wait. Well, so what is your whole feeling about the NSA documents being released regarding the Global Spy Network? Now, was that a resistance movement plan of action?
As I said before, there is a certain positive group on the surface of the planet that is assisting in, I would say, controlled leakage of intel. Controlled leakage because it has to go in stages, because this is targeting the mass population.
Yes.
The mass population did not believe until a few weeks ago that everybody is under surveillance. Now it's a common knowledge.
Yes.
As it is common knowledge now, for 2 years there are central bankers who are robbing the planet. And from
Yes.
now on, it's a common knowledge that somebody is spying on everybody's emails, phone conversations, etc. So this is part of this gradual process of, I would say, disclosure. It's good that this happens before the event because the mass population will be able to understand much more easily what's really going on. It's just like putting pieces of a puzzle together.
Yeah, it's giving them an opportunity to process the information. And also, I think it's ironic too, because this leaking of these documents has also been proving that the very high military officials have been under surveillance, that all of the politicians have been under surveillance. I mean, nobody,
Everybody,
yeah,
everybody.
exactly, nobody's immune to this. So I
Actually,
think.
also part of the cabal are spying on other factions. Nobody is protected from this.
Yeah, so it's not one group versus another at all.
It's quite fractured at the top at this moment.
Well, so what is your opinion about the resignation of Cardinal Bertone? I mean, considering he's the second highest position in the Vatican, what kind of ramifications will that bring, forth for the change on the planet?
I will put it this way. There are, again, a few different factions in Vatican, and now the more positive, more progressive faction is gaining power as a result of the work of certain other positive groups, which are, I would say, making certain moves in Rome right now. I would not go into much detail, but I would say there is a lot of support for the more progressive faction in Vatican right now, and the other faction is losing power rapidly.
Well, that's great news. That's
You see, not everybody in Vatican is bad, and not everybody in Vatican is good.
well, and that's made this whole thing more difficult, hasn't it? We don't really know who's on which side.
Well, for some people, it's quite obvious.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, now on more of a local front, and I know this was really affecting a lot of us in the spiritual and UFO and conspiracy theory communities, and that is the exposure of Dr. Stephen Greer. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Okay, so apparently he was busted for skimming profits for purchasing of personal real estate, and I guess having his way with underage boys, purchasing drugs. Do you feel that he has been set up from the very beginning to play this part?
Okay, I will put it this way. It's not important. I would not put so much importance on this. What is more important is the message that he gave. And the message he gave was quite important because he created a channel, an opportunity for many of the witnesses to speak about their experiences.
True, very true. And he opened up a lot of realization about UFOs, alien contact. I mean, he's played a
Yes,
phenomenal
yes.
role in that way. It's just that this really reeled a lot of people, gotten quite a few emails.
Yes, I know, but what I'm saying here is people are putting too much attention on personality stories of people involved in the process.
Right. So what you're saying is the message was delivered. Whether the
Yes,
messenger is, yeah,
yes. And I would not comment on his personal issues at this moment.
okay. Okay, and then there was something that I blogged the other day about the iconosphere and how it's just, basically, it's just full of plasma. And there's been a lot of information about plasma. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is there more of it available to us now because the light's penetrating the planet? How is light different than plasma? What are the advantages to us and our bodies?
Okay, plasma is actually the fourth state of matter apart from solid, liquid, and gaseous. And plasma can get very easily ionized, or shall we say, electrified. And as of this increased activity in our corner of the universe, this plasmatic activity is increasing and can sometimes produce strange atmospheric phenomena. And this will, of course, increase as the activity of the galactic central sun gets even more drastically increasing in the next few months and years.
Wow, because it was going crazy this month. The sun, the solar flares.
It's not yet. This is nothing yet. Much
Oh
more will come.
my God. Okay, well, hold on, everybody. So, is it true, Cobra, that there are 2,135 soul groups on the family on the Earth?
How many
2,135.
soul groups?
Yes.
No, it's not true.
Okay, because they were, this one particular article was talking about how each group has 144,000 monads, and each monad has 12 oversouls.
There are actually much more soul groups on the planet and even much more in the universe.
Just curious about that. What is your opinion of all of the planets within our solar system? Have they essentially died off? Like, as if to say, has the cabal or some other darker faction possibly controlled those planets at one time eons ago and led them to their own destruction?
No. The only destruction that happened, there was a limited destruction on Mars that was happening during the galactic wars, and that's all.
Okay. So, I read something in Sheldon Neidel's update that really caught my interest, and that was he mentions how several billion sets of RNA and DNA switches will be needed to be reversed within us. Can you comment on that?
It is true that there will be certain healing taking place to DNA and RNA. I would not speak about the numbers of switches needed, but yes, there will be certain, I would say, process of reversing certain mutations, especially those who were artificially engineered by the cabal in the last millennia. This
Okay.
will need to be done, and it's not a difficult process. It's something that can be achieved quite easily.
That's amazing. So, when did the so-called miscreation or the virus, or in some of the videos that are flying around, they refer to it as almost a black goo? When do you feel that that began? And if so, was that something that took so-called God by surprise, or was it allowed to unfold, and why?
Actually, this started to happen millions of years ago, and there was actually a part of the universe which was not evolving in alignment with the will of the source. So it began to develop independently in a way that is not good for the evolution of the universe. So there was a certain error being made. And this error is now being corrected with the last phase of the planetary liberation.
And that's essentially what we're ending, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. And now Sheldon is also referring to unprecedented announcements to be broadcast soon, and he brings up the broadcast media. Do you feel that there are some changes going on within the media? And if so, how do you see that happening?
Yes, I would also say there are certain positive groups on the surface of the planet which are working behind the scenes to create certain openings through the mass media So that more truth will come through the official media channels in the future. I would not say how soon, but we're getting closer to that time. So even if the media are under Rothschild control, it doesn't mean that nothing can be published.
That's true. I mean, we can play them play their own game, can we not?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Kober, what is your take on the kidnapping of the U.S. ambassador, Robert Ford? What was behind all of that?
I would say that there are various different factions in Syria fighting for control, and it was part of their game.
And so that's really very fragmented still, is it not? I mean, there's a lot of factions still vying for control over there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also woke up this morning to China supposedly having all kinds of banking issues. Their ATMs are not functioning, their point of sales are down.
Well, this was a short. The Chinese banking system was maybe offline for less than 1 hour. I think it was about 50 minutes.
Okay. I
And
thought.
things like that happened for various reasons.
Okay. I thought that was interesting because Fulford actually talked about it and said it was scheduled to go down on the 29th.
Yeah, there are certain groups that have plans to interfere with the banking system next week. But I would say that those groups did not receive the green light from on high.
Okay. And I mean, is this an interference or is it actually like a calibration or a resetting of the financial system?
I would say that certain groups are getting impatient and they would like to act on their own. But they did not receive the green light, and I don't expect anything drastic next week.
Okay.
There might be rumors, there might be certain things happening, but nothing really, really life-changing.
Okay, and the other thing that really caught my attention, Fulford's talking about how the Pentagon, the Chinese, and the Russians have all agreed not to be provoked into war in Syria. Do you
I
agree?
agree.
You agree
Yeah.
with this? Okay. So who's left on the central stage to promote this? The first obvious being Israel, but you have any ideas on that?
Well, of course, Israel and the United States, through, I would say, unofficial channels,
Okay.
provoking incidents by mercenaries, by stage events, hoping that this will be enough to create a war. But this will not be enough because most of people are beginning to understand their game.
Interesting. And he also goes on to say the Russians and Germans have reached a secret agreement to dominate post-Cabal Western Europe, according to Russian sources. This is why Germany does not support the French and the British efforts to get non-Russian sources of energy. Any comment on that?
Okay, there are many talks and negotiations, agreements behind the scenes of how the world should look like after the event. None of those agreements or talks will have any basis on reality because the situation will take everybody by surprise. But I would say there are many people in high places that are aware of the changes that are about to happen, and they're trying to create alliances, pacts, agreements. And those agreements, in most cases, are not going to have any basis in reality. The same with this one, with Russian-German alliance.
Interesting. Gosh, that's really interesting. So tell us, Cobra, tell us a little bit about the Gnostic Illuminati. Apparently, Fulford goes on to say that they've promised to intensify their campaign to overthrow the Western establishment. Sounds like they're making some threats, and I was wondering what you thought about that.
Okay, this is actually a faction which got power after the fall of the Romanov dynasty in Russia, because the Rothschilds, actually, the goal of the Rothschilds was to erase old Russian nobility, and Gnostic Illuminati come from that Russian nobility originally. And now their main goal is to eliminate the Rothschilds, but their methods are not exactly the most efficient ones and not exactly the most peaceful ones. So This group is actually trying to get involved behind the scenes in certain projects, but they are not the ones who are making the real change.
Interesting. And is it true? I mean, is there like a massive kind of behind the scenes fighting and war going on to gain control of the central banking system's printing press?
There are so many different individuals and groups that have their own agenda around this central banking system. And this is one of the reasons why this was taking so long. There is a lot of greed involved, many attempts of manipulation, many different agendas, a big mess, big chaos. And this is one of the reasons the taking down of the financial system will not happen in a way that most people expect. There will be certain surprises by the resistance and by the higher life forces.
Well, do you feel that in the month of June, have we had any major successes and any major archonic forces that are walking around, or reptilians walking around in human form that have been removed from the planet? I haven't heard you talk about that in a while.
Well, yes, on the non-physical plane, there was a big, as I have said, the beginning of a final offensive, which is a huge step forward.
Okay. But though
It's a huge victory.
I thought that was more etheric.
Yes, etheric astral. On the physical plane, there is something going on. There is a certain physical operation going on, which will, in long term, decrease the power of so-called private armies of the cabal, the mercenaries, companies like Academy or former Blackwater, things of that nature. Those companies will lose much power in the future as a result of a certain operation of the light forces on the physical plane that was taking place in June.
Now, you said a long time ago something about that there would be kind of a window, of energies between now and, I believe you said, November. Is that correct?
I'm saying that there will be a new wave of energy coming in November,
Okay.
October, November period, and also I would say the beginning of December.
So, I mean, basically, aren't we pretty much just going through the last part of the big purification process between now and November? Is that kind of how we could look at it?
I would not say the last part. I would say that we are just, I will not say when the last part will be. I'll put it this way.
Okay. Not trying to corner you into timing, because I know you don't go there, so.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and switch over to some questions from the audience, and I thought this one was really outstanding, and it kind of slides right into where we left off. And this person named Luann, she says, "I'm suspicious about the positive military group. It's almost like saying that they're positive murderers. And I know no one is perfect living in this type of world, but after noticing and observing their energies, military groups represent violence, taking orders from the global elites and invading people's countries and taking oil and freedom and resources from them. Why would the Pleiades take them into consideration to be part of liberating the planet?"
It is very simple. All those wars, all that happened was manifestation of the negative military group. The positive military group has a different purpose. It has a purpose of protecting the people. It has a purpose of liberating the planet. It has a purpose of giving the logistical support for the civil law enforcement authority to arrest the cabal. So their primary objective is not to use violence. Their primary objective is to give tactical and logistical support for the liberation operation.
And
And I
especially
think
since,
everybody has a right to defend themselves. If a planet is occupied, the inhabitants, the people, the population of that planet has a right to fight for their freedom. And this is the purpose of the positive military.
and so you're taking advantage of an already existent network, and I can really respect that considering what we're about to do, building the.
Actually, many of those people were incarnated in families that were known to give opening into military career so that those people could get into positions when the time is right, and the time is right now. And there was a massive wave of people incarnating in the 50s and 60s that are not part, they are now part of this group.
That makes a lot of sense. I read that a lot of us are affiliated with the military in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what you thought about that, but I.
And actually, many of those people were star commanders in their past incarnations before they came to this planet.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well, so now a lot of people have asked this question in a lot of different ways, but can you clarify when is the wheat separated from the chaff, so to speak, as far as the separating of the earth? You did say that it will be after the event, and it will be at a time when we no longer will be cohabitating on the actual, earth as we see it now. Can you give more clarity? Because a lot of people are asking you.
Well, I do not agree with the idea of separating two Earths. There will be only one Earth as it was. It will be liberated, and then it will be evolved further along with its population.
So
But there
nobody's
will be no,
leaving.
the only ones that are leaving are members of the Cabal that will be taken to the Central Sun. And of course, after the first contact, our pathway to the stars for opening will be able to travel. But there will be no need to separate part of humanity from other part of humanity, at least in the initial stages of the transformation.
That's good. Okay, now this was, I think you're gonna enjoy answering this question. This person, which is Tracy, she's out of Western Australia, and she was talking about how she's really opened herself up to becoming a conduit for the goddess energy. And she found that she has had enormous amounts of anger coming up ever since May 25th, and it's been causing her a lot of discomfort. She wanted to understand from you, is this normal? What is going on? Is it because of the fact that the portal energies allowed so much of a release, so to speak, across the planet of emotional energy, or what?
Yes, the part of the answer is certain emotions which were long suppressed has been triggered and are being released. And number two, people who are beginning to channel goddess energy can sometimes get interference from the astral plane.
Okay, and she said she's been cleansing herself over and over again. It still doesn't seem to be affecting her.
There will be a breakthrough sooner or later.
Okay, cool. And let me see. This was a question about timing, which I know you're not going to be able to answer, but people are trying to get more of their mind around. Okay, you have the event. And then, of course, you talked about, the arrest, the new financial system, the release of the free technology, free energy technology, and that kind of thing. Do you foresee this being a long-term event, or are we not even able to comprehend it because once the event occurs, it's a completely different ballgame?
I have answered this many times before. The actual initial transformation will take a week or two, and this includes the reset of the financial system and the removal of the cabal. And then we have a long process of integration, disclosure, releasing of information, introducing the new technologies, setting up the new financial system in details, beginning of new projects, humanitarian projects, removal of hunger, healing the ecosystem. All this will take months, and people will have plenty of time to integrate before the first contact.
Okay, so and months is really not that long.
Well, there is not much time.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, this is a really interesting tech question. This individual, Sandra, she says, "Can you tell me where the Rh negative blood factor comes from, and which races interbred with the evolutionary humans to interject this blood type?"
It is not about a single blood type. It was a very complex situation, which did not only include different blood types, but many different factors in the overall construction of the human body. So there were many positive and also many negative races involved into this during the human past, especially in Atlantis. And basically, the positive races tried to heal the damage which was created by genetic experimentation of the dark forces.
Interesting. And she goes on to say that the RH negative blood, supposedly they cannot be hypnotized or mind controlled, and that they're typically of European descent.
Well, I would not agree with that. There is
Okay.
a slight tendency in that degree, but I would not generalize here.
Okay. And also she had a question about what I really want to hear this, because this is something I wanted to ask you myself. Who do you feel are the karmic overlords, those who capture our souls upon death and recycle them without the proper ascension process given as a normal evolutionary stage?
Lords of Karma are the main archons on the astral and etheric planes. And what they do, they decide the fate of the soul in its new incarnation. They were actually designing the whole matrix of different incarnations, and they made sure that most of the incarnations were in a way that would not lead towards the planetary liberation. That's why many people have been born into very strange conditions, very impossible conditions in their families. That was done on purpose.
I knew it. Gosh, I've been researching this for a while, and I really wanted to ask you that. Now, do you agree that we've all been mind wiped at the time of right before reincarnation?
Before the everybody before their incarnation has been subjected to a strong implantation process on the etheric plane, which made you forget. It was a trauma of implantation that created a shock, and that shock created an amnesia hole that you would not be able to forget what happened before you incarnated.
So
And this
in
is the reason why children cry when they are born.
Oh my God. That gives you a whole new concept on birth, doesn't it?
It's not a concept, it's just a description of what happens.
Oh my gosh. So if that's the case, and this has been going on for quite some time, how many implants do on average do people have? Is it for every incarnation?
Well, yes, in every incarnation you get one, and after you die, if you manage to escape the archons, when you reach the higher astral plane and higher up, those implants begin to disintegrate. And then you get new ones in the new incarnation. This is the main reason why people do not remember their past incarnations. And they cannot reach the talent, they cannot access the wisdom of their past lives.
Interesting. And it's you're saying basically primarily our amnesia is in direct accordance with the implants.
Yes, it's a direct consequence of the implants and part of the Archon plan. Because if everybody forgets what they came here to do, it serves the Archon purpose well, and this is the reason why people are asking, "What is my purpose?" They forget at the time of the birth.
So what do you feel is the most effective way to remove implants?
The most effective way to remove implants, there are many different techniques, and the most important one is to do whatever you can to get contact with your soul, with your higher self. This can be done through meditation. This can be done through contact with nature. This can be done through contact with beauty, with the presence of love, with other human beings, or with the source directly. And then, after the contact with the soul is made, the soul will send energy that will start disintegrating the implant.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I'm kind of I guess somebody else had asked a long time ago, and we never got to it last month, and that was, you know about the release of the book of the interview from the Roswell crash with the a alien. Her name, they referred to her as Errol.
Yes.
Okay. And she talked a little bit about this, and one of her comments was that, you know, even the archaeological sites that are, basically they're being, they're coming up, you know, people are seeing them today. She's saying even those have been staged, even those have been produced by the cabal to fill some of the historical information that's already been, you know, programmed. Do you agree with that?
I would not say they have been staged. I would say that the more challenging evidence has been suppressed or even deliberately destroyed by the cabal. And the whole process started about 100 years ago with Rockefellers and then continued through Smithsonian Institute and through the network of all the universities around the world and the museums around the world. And every head of a major museum on the planet has a connection with the cabal and orders to suppress or destroy anything that would challenge the official version of history.
Interesting. And so, kind of back to where we were before, you're very aware. I know we've spoken about the Morgellons, the virus that's inside the chemtrails, and we've talked about how over 90% of the chemtrails have been brought to a halt by some intervention. But I was wondering what you thought about the nanotechnology. Supposedly, there's been some nanotechnology that's been sprayed, and we've been exposed to, and most of us, if not all of us, have it in our bodies. Do you agree with this? If so, what can we do about that?
Okay, nanotechnology is extremely dangerous. And in fact, if the Galactic Confederation would not intervene, humanity would not exist now anymore because the Cabal was developing certain very dangerous nanotechnology particles, which were able to self-reproduce or multiply, and they would be able simply to eat up every living organism. This has been prevented. But still, here on the planet right now, the cabal still has been able to develop certain technologies, I would say the more primitive forms of nanotechnology, and they have not been completely removed. So I would ask everybody not to use any type of creams, sun sprays, or anything similar that has any type of nanoparticles in them. So educate yourself. Find out which products in the open market already have nanotechnology in them and do not use them. They are very dangerous.
Wow. Okay. On to something a little more financial. I've had several people write in about the stock market, and one was asking, would this be a measure of the event taking place? And if it collapses, is that a good omen that the event is actually happening?
This is related. Actually, I would say the most likely scenario is that the stock market will crash at the event. And what people need to understand is that the stock market, and even the commodities market is completely unrelated to real economy. It's a fictional computer program at this point, which has no basis in reality. It is simply a network of supercomputers in complete control of the cabal, which plays the game.
Right. It's an algorithm, you know, basically
Yes.
playing out on a computer. So what would you say to somebody who has a great deal of their savings, their inheritance, their retirement, you know, that they don't have control over in the stock market? What would you say to them? Is that going to be wiped out? Will they never see it again? Or will people like that be, you know, compensated?
They will be compensated, but I would say get out of the stock market anyway.
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. okay, well, I think we have time for one more question.
Yes.
And that is, there's been a lot of concern, Cobra, as you know, about the radiation that's been, you know, spreading all across the planet because of Fukushima. Do you have any comments on that? Is there been any intervention to assist us in that area? And if so, how are they doing it?
Here I would have to agree with Fulford, and I would also say there has not been a substantial leakage of radioactive materials from Fukushima. The radioactivity which is present is more an accumulated result of all the nuclear explosions that happened in the past decades around the planet.
Interesting. You know, I've noticed that a lot of the UFOs appear above these nuclear sites, maybe the Pentagon, a Scientology center. Are they basically trying to neutralize, malevolent intentions by doing so?
They are monitoring the cabal. They are monitoring military activity, and they're ready to intervene if there is a need.
Okay, that makes sense. And regarding the radiation, guys, you can go to my blog and type in how to remove radiation from your body naturally. It's a really good 10-minute clip on what you can do, both physically and nutritionally. So go ahead and check that out. And I think we're going to have to call it time. I didn't get into all the questions, but Cobra, before I go, I wanted to just see if there was anything else that you wanted to say or anything else you wanted to make an announcement about.
Yes, we are creating a special website that will be a platform to create infrastructure on the surface of the planet that will prepare us for the event. And when the website is ready, I will post something on my blog, and I will then give further instructions. It will get pretty interesting in the next 2 months.
Yes, and on top of that, I wanted to make an announcement to everyone that we do have the PlanetaryHealersNetwork.com site up and running. We've been working furiously behind the scenes to try to get everything squared away. We are opening the doors for the healer community, and that does not mean you have to have a piece of paper or be a doctor or a nurse or a practitioner or an actual hands-on healer. This is for people that desire assisting in keeping the time at the event calm and giving people support, maybe advice and direction on where they can go if there's a confusion or disorientation. So if you're interested, you can go to planetaryhealersnetwork.com and you can go ahead and input your information in there. You will see a screen in there to ask you all the information. So, Cobra, thanks again for all the work that you do for the planet. I really honor you, and we all love you, and people just look so forward to this monthly update. Cobra and I did talk a little bit ago before the interview, and we will be trying to do a catch-up interview on, say, around the 10th or so of the month, just to try to catch up with all the questions that have come in. And I appreciate your patience on this. I'm sorry I didn't get to be able to interview him last month, but we were so buried after the conference and getting everything squared away for this Planetary Healers Network that I just have had limited time. So, anyway, Cobra, I apologize for that. And I thank you again for your time. I know it's valuable, as is mine, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, and I wish everybody a joyful day and liberation of the planet soon.
Yay! We're getting close. God bless everybody. Take care.